everybody, and happy Sunday morning to all you fine folk out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from breezy and overcast Clearwater, Florida, BayCare Ballpark. Site of today's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Clearwater Threshers, the sixth and final game of this series. First pitch is scheduled for high noon. Should be an on-time start, which is nice after we have the two-hour delayed start to yesterday's game. For the Mets, it's one last chance to get a win in this series. They have lost the first five games, including last night by a score of 11-4. Game really got away from the Mets late. Entered the bottom of the sixth, down 3-1. Then came the 22-minute power outage delay. When play resumed, the Threshers took total command by scoring seven runs in the bottom of the sixth inning to go up to a 10-1 lead. Mets had a few chances late to get back into the game, but they did not get a hit past the fifth inning. With the loss, the Mets dropped to 5-15. The Threshers won their sixth straight game. They are now 14-6. The Mets in last place in the East, the Threshers first place in the West. Taking a look at the complete standings in the East Division, Jupiter and Palm Beach both lost as well yesterday, while Daytona was idle due to postponement. Jupiter's 11-9, one game up on Palm Beach, which is 10-10. Daytona 7-12, 3.5 back, and the Mets 6 back. In the West Division, Clearwater has a game and a half lead on Bradenton, which is 12-7. Fort Myers is 11-8, 2.5 out. Lakeland 11-9, 3 back. Dunedin 9-10, 4.5 out. And Tampa 8-12, 6 behind the division-leading Threshers. Other games in the Florida State League today, Tampa at Jupiter, a single nine-inning game starting at noon. Bradenton is at Dunedin. There's a doubleheader at TD Ballpark this afternoon. Palm Beach at Lakeland at 1 o'clock, single nine-inning game, and a doubleheader for Fort Myers and Daytona at Jackie Robinson Ballpark starting at 2. And once again, first pitch here at BayCare Ballpark is set for 12 p.m. We will take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for today's finale between the Mets and the Threshers.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show continues from BayCare Ballpark. First pitch coming up shortly. Managers just shaking hands at home plate, departing to their respective dugouts. Gilbert Gomez in his first year as the St. Lucie Mets skipper, and Michael Jones continues to be the interim manager for the Threshers, while their manager Marty Malloy still dealing with the fallout from the punch heard around minor league baseball last week in Tampa. Still no public word on when Malloy will be able to manage again. But he has been around the ballpark, I'm told, prior to the games this week. Starting pitching matchup will begin with the Mets. right back to where they started. Douglas Orellana going to make the start. It'll be his third start of the season and his fourth game. He's got a 1.50 ERA. He's only allowed two earned runs in 12 innings. Both of those earned runs came in the loss to Clearwater on Tuesday. He's going to serve as the opener, so one inning and done, and then he will turn it over to Lionel Ovias. We'll have more on Ovias when he gets in there. The starter for Clearwater is Braden Fosnot, making his first appearance of this series. It'll be his fourth game and his third start. He has no wins or losses of 4.22 ERA. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and playing left is Blaine McIntosh. Breaking news, Tim LeCastro has been added on Major League Rehab assignment to the St. Lucie team. LeCastro is going to bat second and play center. Jacob Reimer hits third, plays third. Junior Tillian bats cleanup. He's at second base. Vincent Peroso will catch. And at fifth, Kevin Villavicencio hits sixth. He's at short. Eduardo Salazar is the DH batting seventh. Yaro Martinez hits eighth. He's at first. Dairon Campos bats ninth. He's in right. Fourth straight game. Jet Williams is out of the lineup, but manager Gilbert Gomez says he might be available off the bench today. So that is good news as the Mets are starting to deal with the injuries piling up. It's not a great night for the injuries. Last night we'll have an update on that situation. When we come back after the national anthem, the Threshers have taken the field. The anthem is upon us. We are moving closer and closer to first pitch in this series finale. We'll be back with the injury update, the Threshers lineup, and then first pitch.
Join us as we honor America with the performance of our national anthem. Performing the anthem today is Rachel Boutros.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam?
Okay, let's get to the Threshers lineup and defense. Leading off and playing left is Ricardo Rosario. Marion Boyd, the speedster, bats second, plays center. Caleb Ricketts back behind the plate catching, hits third. Gabriel Rincones Jr. will do the DHing. Chad Castillo is at first base, batting fifth. Otto Kemp plays second, he hits sixth. Jordan Byers in right field batting seventh. Fraylin Mignetti plays the hot corner, hits eighth, and Eric Brito, his one day off in the series yesterday, back in the lineup, hitting ninth and playing short. Braden Fosnot beginning the toss on the mound. His last few warm-up pitches. All right, let's get to the injury situation. So Jet Williams hit on the elbow on Wednesday, hung in the game for a little while longer, but he has missed now four straight games. Five hit batters last night by this Threshers pitching staff, and Jet's already been hit the most of any player in the Florida State League, so maybe just not a good matchup for him to be in there right now, but he is available off the bench. Jeffrey De Los Santos slid into second base yesterday and had to be carried off the field, could not put weight on his left ankle. He is not available today, but he has not yet been placed on any injury list. Sal Garcia experienced tightness in his low back yesterday in the fourth inning. That's why he left. He should be okay, hopeful to make a start in his next scheduled start. That's about your injury update. And then, of course, the big news for the St. Lucie Mets today, Tim LoCastro starting a rehab assignment for the New York Mets. LoCastro placed on the injured list on the 18th of April with back spasms. Had been a very useful piece for Buck Showalter off the bench. Appeared in 11 games for New York, only 7 at-bats. But with these new minor league, major league rules, with bigger bases, pitchers less opportunities to throw over to first, a speedy guy like LoCastro is being deployed in a very useful way for New York. So hopefully Mets can get him straight down here and back up to the big club in short order. Blaine McIntosh will lead it off for the Mets. He's announced over the PA. Home plate umpire Bella Robb signals her first pitch. And here it comes from Fosnot. And it's a fastball ripped into right field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. McIntosh, with this speed, is going to get all the way to second base, and he will stop there with the leadoff double. Now Blaine came to play. First pitch at 12:01. 80 degrees, breezy, overcast. Maybe he runs in the forecast for the Mets. Blaine McIntosh ready to hit. A first pitch double. Ball made it all the way to the wall, out of the range of Vyers. And here is LoCastro wearing the number 70. Don't see that very often in the minor leagues. Hands high over his head, a no batting gloves guy takes this pitch on the leg. Hit by a pitch and down the first he goes. It's not exactly how a major league rehabber wants to begin his day. He's fine, but he wants to swing the bat. And on the first pitch, he gets plunked. We'll say this, doesn't get many at-bats in New York, and probably won't. Defensive base-running expert specialist. So how important are the at-bats for LoCastro here as opposed to running the bases? Which you decide for yourself. First and second, nobody out for Reimer. Speaking of hit by pitches, poor Jacob Reimer. Hit twice more yesterday. Just a magnet for the ball and contact. Fosnot had a brief meeting with his catcher, Ricketts. Reimer takes this first pitch fastball up high at 88. Two on, nobody out. Or St. Lucie in the top of the first, just underway. Reimer's had a great series. He's had 22 plate appearances. He's made it on base 13 times. He fouls one straight back for strike one. Reimer, top six in the league with the .443 on base percentage. The walks and hit by pitches piling up in this series. He's also got 6 hits to lead the team here in Clearwater. Pitch is high at 86, 2 balls and a strike. Reimer, 3 walks in the series, been plunked 4 times. Fosnot's 2-1 pitch is fouled off to the right. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mets have been able to score early in the games this series. The problem is no sustained offense late in the game, and also Clearwater has been able to score early as well. 2-2 pitch comes home, and Reimer swings and misses at the slider and strikes out. One gone in the top of the first, and Junior Tillian will come up. Tillian, one of just 3 hits for the Mets yesterday, a double in the second inning. Next batter, Jeffrey De Los Santos, singled, and then just 1 hit the rest of the way. Looking to put the Mets on the board early. First pitch is a fastball inside, ball one. A couple of the losses in the series, the Mets have had base runners galore unable to come up with any big hits. Here's another opportunity. This ball is fouled away over to the Mets dugout, 1-1. Mets yesterday losing 11-4. They had the bases loaded each of the last three innings. Scored three runs, but none on hits. Two ground ball double plays and one wild pitch. Santillan looking for a big hit early. And he fouls one away. Changeup 83. Making a ball in a two-strike count. And two nights ago, Friday, Mets losing 7-2, 2-for-16 runners in scoring position. Tillian fouls this one away into the vacant suites. Stays alive. Boss not in early trouble. Trying to put away Tillian. McIntosh at second. Locastro on first. And Fosnot will spin around and look back to second. Fosnot signed after the draft last year. Played at Division II Westchester in Pennsylvania. Played last year for the FCL Phillies, this year with Clearwater. 1-2 pitch, fouled away. Fastball high at 87. Tillian straight back to the screen. So it's pretty clear early here, Fosnot's not going to overpower anybody. Fastball has topped out at 88. A 1-2 pitch, that's down and in. Hard slider, 84. Two balls, two strikes. Fosnot from the stretch. 2-2, double steal. Pitch is high. Throw to second base. Too high. Locastro steals second. McIntosh went to third. Ricketts' throw went to second base. It was way up in the air. And the second baseman, Kemp, had to leap up to keep it from going to center. So double steal. Some aggression by the Mets here as McIntosh swings at the first pitch of the game and doubles. And then the double steal. It's a full count on Tillian. Big early pitch here, and Tillian will take it low for ball four. So going back to yesterday, this is now four straight innings for the Mets loading the bases. We'll bring up Vincent Perozzo, who was not involved in last night's game, on the bench as Fernando Villalobos caught. Not much has gone the Mets' way in this series. They've lost all five games. Sometimes they didn't be able to hang in. Most of the time, Clearwater's been pulled away. Let's see what Perozzo has. It is a lefty-lefty matchup here. First pitch is high for ball one. Perozzo in this series is 3-for-13 with a double. One-oh pitch. A huge cut and a foul tip. We have a vicious wind blowing out to right. I'm sure Perozzo was thinking, pull this ball in the air, see what happens. Also keep it off the ground to avoid the nasty double play ball. Fosnot's 1-1. Perozzo swings and misses late on the fastball off the plate. 1-2. Now he's got to protect and find a way to have a productive at-bat, see if he can't get McIntosh home. Breaking ball, popped up foul. That will head over the roof. I hear it on the roof. No score, one out, bases loaded, top of the first. Golden opportunity for the Mets to score first again in this series. They've done it four to the first five games. Breaking ball, grounded slowly to second. Kemp will throw to Brito for one, back to first. Not in time. Perozzo still running all the way down the line. beats out the double play ball, brings home McIntosh, and the Mets have scored now first in the series, five out of the six games. That's 1-0. So productive two-strike ground out for Perozzo. Tillian wiped off the bases out at second. On the fielder's choice, 4-6. Castro down at third. Kevin Villavicencio up. Runners at the corners. Villavicencio pops one foul off to the right. Strike one. It's been a mixed bag for Villavicencio in this series, but mainly a struggling series. 2-for-19. Does have a double and three walks. Bosnott, the 0-1. Throws it inside. Ball and a strike. Castro walking down the line. Third baseman Mignetti playing way back. Pitches inside. Two balls and a strike. Going back to that double steal the Mets executed, I wonder if that wasn't called on purpose as part of Castro's rehab, you know, to get him moving. Trying to simulate what he'd be used for in New York. A late swing and a foul by Villavicencio. That will even the count. Two balls and two strikes. Bosnott delivers the 2-2, and it's another foul out to the right. Not a big crowd today, but I'd say most of the crowd for the first time in the series located in the seating bowl behind home plate and not way down the left field line at the Bullpen Grill and the Frenchie's Bar. 2-2-2. Villavicencio lobs one in the left field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. LeCastro will score, and it's 2-0 Mets as Villavicencio comes through with the two-out RBI hit. And he spoiled all those pitches foul, and he finally was able to yank one into left field, bouncing in front of Rosario. So the first two Mets reached base on a double and a hit-by-pitch. Both have come around to score. Perozzo stopped at second, and now it's Eduardo Salazar's turn. Good to see him get the start. He was hit by a pitch a few days ago and sat a couple of games. Came off the bench last night as the Mets lost two starters in that game. De Los Santos with the slide into second, busting up his left ankle. Ryland Thomas tweaked a hamstring. He was taken out. Hopefully that won't be a long-term thing. Salazar forced in off the bench. This ball is fouled away to the right. Two on, two outs, two runs in. Fosnott struggling to put away the Mets in this top of the first. Salazar will lay off the high fastball at 90. First time Fosnott into the 90s. Top of the first is approaching the 15-minute mark. Salazar hard at ground ball down to a knee as Brito throws to second for the force out. The shortstop handled that one and ended the inning. Good start for the Mets. Two runs on two hits. No errors. Two men stranded. Douglas Orellana, who started this series for the Mets on the mound, will be the opener when you come back.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Douglas Orellana has been spotted a 2-0 lead. Yesterday, the Mets were able to stop a 3-game streak of the Threshers scoring 3 runs in the first inning. Sal Garcia looked very good until that back tightened up. So here's Orellana's first pitch. Woo! Comes inside. Nearly hits Ricardo Rosario. Ball one. Second pitch zipped in. 93 for a strike. Orellana on Tuesday started the series for the Mets. Went 4 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. No decision. Dumps in strike number 2. He had 2 scoreless innings to open and ran into trouble in the third. 1-2 pitch, fouled away. Fastball eye high, and Rosario clipped it. Rosario in the series, 3-4-9. This is his fourth start in the 6 games. Curveball grounded through the hole at short. A base hit. He was all over it. It's a good piece of hitting. Leadoff single for Clearwater. Brings up the speed demon, Marion Boyd. Only hitting 167 in the series. He's 2-for-12, but when he's gotten on, he has been able to steal 4 bases. First pitch, he pops up a bunt. Martinez dives and makes the catch at foul ground. What a play by Yarel Martinez. Great play. As Boyd tries to push a bunt, looked like past the right side of the mound, the way he was pointing the bat. He popped it up in foul territory, a line drive, and Yarel Martinez holding on the runner, jumped off the bag. Ran in and dove head first in foul territory to make that catch. Runner goes, pitches a ball, throw to second base, is into center field. Backed up by LeCastro. Rosario swiped second base. One pitch after Boyd couldn't force him up there with a bunt. Now Perozzo, when he caught 2 days ago, the Threshers went 8-for-8 in stolen base tries against him and whoever was pitching for the Mets. Well, they're going to try until he stops them. Ricketts is the batter. Took that pitch for a ball. Orellana set. Curveball low. 2 balls, no strikes. And that curveball, it's not a big looping pitch, that's for sure. It comes in at 80 miles an hour with sharp downward action at the end. A lot of bite to it. 2-0 pitch, fastball up high for ball 3. 2-0 Mets, 1 out, runner on second in the bottom of the first. Throw back to second. Nice stop by Vivasencio. Ball is behind him. Able to knock it down. Keeps Rosario at second base. Castro running in to back up the play if necessary. Rihanna's 3-0 pitch gets over for a strike in the outer half. Three-one pitch, socked into right center field. That's dropping in for a hit. LeCastro comes up with the ball. He's going to hold it and run it back to the infield as Rosario comes around to score. Now Ricketts with an RBI single, and the Mets' lead is trimmed to 2-1. So after being held off the board yesterday in the first inning, the Threshers get a run in the bottom of the first today. They are a relentless bunch. I said yesterday, even though they were held without a run in the first or second inning, they still managed to put up 11 in the game. That's pitching staff has been battered all week. Only a handful of guys who can probably say that they are pleased with how they performed on this Mets pitching staff. Here's Rinconas Jr. Might be the most impressive-looking player the Mets have seen maybe this year. Fastball for a strike. It's from the area, played at Plant High School. Eventually found his way to Florida Atlantic over on the east coast of the state. Drafted last year. It's been very impressive. Grounds went up the middle. Vivasencio drops it. And everybody's safe. Oh, yeah, game of ping pong out there with Vivasencio and Tillian as Vivasencio reached across second, tried to glove the ball, went off of his glove, hit off Tillian, went back to Vivasencio. By the time he got it, Ricketts was already at second base. So potential double play ball that would have ended the inning goes for an error. Some of the same mistakes the Mets have made all season and cropping up here early. First and second, no outs for Castillo. It's a play Vivasencio usually makes. Swing and a miss on a curveball. The only thing I can think is Vivasencio, he had to cross over from shortstop to second base to get that ball, and then he was going to have to run backwards to second base to step on the bag for a force out. I think he was more focused on that than making sure he had the ball to begin with. Hold that glove in too early as the ball hit off the end of it. Think of ball, bouncing ball like that, another foot to the left, and he probably has it no problem. There's a ball fouled away by Castillo. Castillo, 4-for-22 in the series, so not that great, but two of those hits, home runs. As the Threshers have out-homered the Mets 6-0 in the series. Time called, and it's a very hitters-friendly ballpark, and the conditions, the wind blowing straight out to center and right all week, have been just perfect for guys to try to hit home runs in. Well, Ricketts dives back into second. No throw, though. Orellana, the 1-2, is fouled away. It's very surprising, given that this ballpark, very hitters-friendly, and with the wind conditions, that the Mets have not hit a home run. It's also surprising that maybe Clearwater hasn't hit more than six. A 1-2 pitch is grounded through the right side for a base hit. Campos will charge in. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it's going to be late. A game-tying hit for Castillo scores Ricketts. It's 2-2, and Rinconis went all the way to third. So right after the error, might have been a double play ball to end the inning. The Threshers tie it up, and it's more of the same for the Mets. First inning blues. See how the Mets want to play this defensively. Boy, they get off to such a good start. First two runners get on base. Score two runs at the DeVincenzo two-out hit, feeling good. And then just to give it right back. Now, Gilbert Gomez is coming out for a discussion with home plate umpire Bella Robb. Wonder what this is about. It's definitely not a close play at the plate. There was interference, and it's an ongoing conversation. Gilbert not heated, looking like he wants more of an explanation. Orellana is clearly displeased off the back of the mound with how this inning has unfolded. The Threshers just pounded out hit after hit in this series. Have three in the first five batters. Singles for Rosario, Ricketts, and Castillo. Now Kemp is up. Mets will play the infield back. Hopeful for a double play ball. Curveball swung through and missed. Best pitch of the day so far. Throw to first, close play, good stop by Martinez. Not a great throw in the dirt. Runner goes, throw down to second, not going to be in time. Tillian comes back with the throw, missed by Perozzo, who's taken out at the legs by Rinconis. Throw to third base, not going to be in time from Perozzo again. So double steal executed by the Threshers, and they take the lead. Castillo tries to steal second. Tillian does the right thing, comes in, cuts off the throw from short, and throws right back home to Perozzo, who just could not make the catch. In and out of his glove, and then he's taken out on the slide by Rinconis. That could have been the second out of the inning. And then while that was happening, as Perozzo got upended at the plate, well, Chad Castillo kept running. He went right to third. So that's going to be another error on the Mets, allowing Castillo to third. So two errors in the inning. There's a curveball outside. Three and one on Kemp. And he takes a curveball for a strike. Payoff pitch. Fastball outside. Kemp draws the walk. And it's first and third again. And Byers will come up. So another three-run first inning for the Threshers. Here comes Dan McKinney for a mound visit to try to calm down Orellana, who of course breathes through the first two innings in his first start. Mets do have a reliever warming up in the bullpen. That is, it looks like, Ovias, who is going to be the long man in this game. Mets would like to start him with the clean inning. This inning started with the single, then Boyd lined out on the failed bunt try. And Ricketts hit an RBI single. Gabriel Rinconis hit a ground ball up the middle that could have gone for two outs, maybe one. Booted by DeVincenzo, then Chad Castillo singles in the tying run. Then the double steal with the drop at home plate by Perozzo. Then another walk. Way, way too many mistakes. First pitch to Viers is a called strike. A one pitch, and Viers pops this one back over the roof for strike two. Viers, a third-round pick out of a Texas high school a couple of years ago. It's 4-for-12 in the series with the home run. Another steal attempt. Pitch is grounded to first. Martinez will backhand it, run it to first base for the second out. In comes Castillo to score. It's a four-run first inning for the Threshers. Kemp up to second base. He was running on the pitch. Nothing Martinez could do after fielding that ground ball, but turn to first and take the out he had. So runner on second, two down for Fralem and Yeti, the eighth man of the inning to bat. Curveball inside. Pitch, high strike. One. Curveball right across the letters. Good pitch, strike two. Looks like Mignetti might think about a challenge. Both teams ran out of challenges early yesterday. A 1-2 curveball is popped up. That one's heading back to the stands. No play made by anybody in the seats. And a long first inning for Orellana. And it ends on a strikeout. He fans Mignetti on a fastball outside. Both pitchers would like a redo in the first inning. Four-run score for the Threshers on three hits. There were two errors in the inning. There were three stolen bases. One man stranded. Looks like we're going to have a long game today. High-scoring affair. It's 4-2 going to the second inning. Clearwater in front.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
We finally reached the top of the second. It took about 32 minutes to get here. Yarrow Martinez leads off for the Mets against Braden Fosnot. He didn't look too good in the first. Martinez way out in front of this breaking ball. It's at a mile out to right. Jeez, that might land on the highway. That was light tower power, but plenty foul. That's the idea, though.
Get it in the air out to right. See what happens. And he fouls this one away at 86. Stays the ball in two strikes. Well, it's a good thing we're not playing a doubleheader today, which I thought is what we were heading for. Mid to late afternoon yesterday, the rain kept falling here in Bay Care Ballpark. Martinez takes a pitch away. But after an hour and 56-minute delayed start, we finally got underway just before 8:30 yesterday. Ground ball to first. Picked up by Castillo. Runs it himself to the bag. That retires Martinez. One gone in the top of the second. Then we had a 22-minute delay in the middle of the sixth inning once a transformer blew down the road. I'm told that Bay Care Ballpark got the lights back on before a lot of residences did. This pitch is in the dirt, but we didn't end the game last night until around 11:30. Bus didn't leave the ballpark till around 12:30 a.m. Hotel's only about a 10-minute drive. Pitch is high to Campos. And the bus this morning was at 8:45 a.m., so it was a very quick turnaround for the guys who had to get back to the hotel, pack everything up. And we have a situation here with Fosnot. The catcher, Ricketts, actually signaled into the dugout for help. And here comes the acting manager, Michael Jones, and the Threshers trainer, Samantha Myers. Everybody will huddle up on the back of the mound. It looks like Fosnot is reaching back across his back of his left shoulder, just above the tricep, squeezing it. And he will depart. This is two consecutive games now with starting pitcher for each team departing with injury. Yesterday it was Saul Garcia for the Mets. The lower back night missed. This time Fosnot. Again, you don't know for sure, but he was reaching around the back of his pitching shoulder. He will leave with Samantha Myers, and now we will get a new pitcher on the way for the Threshers, who's going to have as much time as he needs to warm up. We'll take a quick break, come back with the new pitcher, and the resumption of this ball game. It's 4-2 Threshers with one out, nobody on in the top of the second inning. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
John Henriquez is the new pitcher for the Threshers. Henriquez got the win on Tuesday. 8-5 Threshers victory. Give just one hit and one run in three innings. He did walk three, though. Struck out one. John spelled J-O-N-H. Not sure the story behind that, but it's not a typo. Looked it up a few times. He's got as much time as he needs, it would appear. Not throwing with max effort yet as he continues to throw his warm-up pitches. While we wait to resume here in the bottom of the top of the second, just to remind you of what's coming up next week. Happy to report we're back on Bally Live all next week, Tuesday through Sunday, as the Mets take on the Jupiter Hammerhead. So make sure you watch on Bally Live. App is free to download, free to watch, free to sign up. Get yourself your Bally Bucks by participating in the chat and the trivia contests. Mets facing a Jupiter Hammer team that they actually split with. That's by far the best series the Mets have had this year. They've lost all the other series, trying to avoid getting swept for the second time in four series. Some work to do here. Dairon Campos at the plate now, and we can pick it back up with Henriquez on the mound. First pitch is swung through and missed. So Fosnaught's line is done. Inning and a third, two hits, two runs, a walk, a strikeout. He won't get a win, can't take a loss, or can't get a win, but can't take a loss either. Time called by Campos. He uses his one timeout early. Counts 2-1. And he foul tips a fastball at 92 for strike two. Campos been a tough series, a high strikeout series. And he swifts again. Another strikeout. Two gone in the top of the second. Campos, that was his 11th strikeout in 13 at-bats in the series. I knew it was a lot. I did not know it was that many. So 0 for 13 with 11 strikeouts. Remember, he was not a full-time starter, as Blaine McIntosh swings and misses at a pitch. And that's certainly missing the experience and the thunder of Carlos Dominguez, who should be getting his stitches out relatively soon from that right hand injury. So hopefully the Mets getting closer to Carlos coming back. McIntosh late on a fastball. It's 0-2. Blaine doubled on the first pitch of the game. I was like, all right, out of the box, tough game last night, here we go. So many times, the good times did not last very long. McIntosh lays off. He did come around to score, and he does have a stolen base. Looking to spark a two-out rally as the Mets trail 4-2 in the second. Henriquez's pitch is fastball called strike on the corner. Hold the phone. McIntosh has challenged the pitch. It's a strike. So it's a confirmed strikeout and a lost challenge. Mets have two the rest of the game. Henriquez comes in and strikes out both batters he faces. Nothing doing for St. Lucie in the top of the second. Looks like Obias will come on for the Mets in the bottom of the second, trailing 4-2.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It is Lionel Ovias on the mound for the Mets facing Eric Brito, the ninth man in the order. Bottom two is underway with the fastball fouled straight back. So, Orellana, four runs, two earned, just like his first start, although that was over four innings. Unfortunately for him and the Mets today, it was just one inning. Curveball is fouled away. Orellana, three hits, a walk and a strikeout. He threw 34 pitches. It's an awful lot for one inning. And when he struck out Magnetti, it was probably his last batter one way or the other. Brito lays off the high fastball. Brito, 4 for 15 in this series, plus two walks. Fastball socked into center field. LeCastro on the move to his left. Goes back, fights the wind, makes the catch. That took him from dead center field all the way into right center. Sometimes you get crazy crosswinds up at Citi Field with LaGuardia Airport right there next to it. So good conditions to work in. Again, that breeze is something else. Not only did he have to track that from center to right center, he almost wound up on the warning track, a ball that was not hit that well. It's going to be a venture for any fly ball today, regardless whether it's infield, outfield, or in between. Communication will have to be perfect. Here's a slow ground ball charged by Vivasencio. Comes up with it, throws to first, and gets Rosario by a full step. Fast guy running. Vivasencio looks good. Taking care of that play. Two up, two down here in the second for Ovias. This is Ovias' first appearance of this series. Kind of a interesting concept that he and Orellana are working with. This pitch is a ball outside. They basically pitch together. So last Tuesday, series opener against Lakeland, Ovias pitched, started, full start, and then he was the opener on Sunday, and then Orellana was the long man. So fast forward, and then Orellana was the next day. As this pitch is a ball inside to Boyd. So it's been really two full weeks for Ovias to get a full start. And this isn't even a start, but it's going to essentially turn out to be something similar. Boyd draws a walk on an overthrown fastball. And now an extremely fast runner is on. Again, Boyd hasn't gotten on a ton, but he's 4 for 4 in stolen bases. And I don't think there's any question he's going to be running. Two outs, nobody in front of him, trying to get in the scoring position, facing a catcher who you've stolen 11 straight bases off of, going back to the last time he caught. Boyd's got a humongous lead, absolutely massive. He's going. First pitch is a ball, throw to second base, not even close. Easy steal. Not going to put that one on Perozzo at all. It was a curve ball, slow pitch. He made a good throw to second. Ovias has to step off and pick off Boyd, or at least pretend he's paying attention to him. He paid him no notice. And that's one where it's going to the scorebook be against Perozzo, but that was on the pitcher. This ball is fouled away by Ricketts. And how often have we seen it? Base is empty, and then a walk, or a hit batter, or an error. The next thing you know, the guy's on second base after a steal. Happens way too often. Line drive, left field. That's going to die in for a base hit. Here comes the throw by McIntosh. No, he's going to hold on to it. It's a run as Boyd comes in and scores to make it 5-2. Now Ricketts now 2-for-2 with two runs driven in. A walk, stolen base, single, and just like that, another run. As the little things pile up against the Mets. First two batters are tired. Looking good to get a nice clean inning in. Can't get through it without a run. Now Rinconis up. Reached on an error. Ricketts. Short lead off of first base. Pitch comes home for a strike. Tobias' fastball misses low. And Tobias paused and peeked over his shoulder at Ricketts. That's what he needed to do against Boyd. Breaking ball low at 81. Two balls and a strike. Fastball, strike on the corner. A challenge by Rinconis Jr. And it's a win. Call overturned from a called strike to ball three. Pitch to called strike on the corner. Rinconis ponders whether to challenge again, but he will not. Three-two. Ricketts will be going. No longer held on by Martinez. Pitch is rocketed deep right field. No doubt about it. Rinconis over the back wall, out of the entire stadium. A two-run blast. And that will make it 7-2 pressures here in the second inning. And that's me glad to see this guy in the rearview mirror. Three-run homer yesterday and a two-run shot here today. Again, first two batters of this inning made outs. Walk, single, two-run homer. Isn't he glad that he didn't challenge that ball call? Or that strike call number two? Chad Castillo pops one foul. So both Rinconis Jr. and now Castillo have two homers in the series. Slider inside. One-one, huge rip by Castillo, but he's ahead of the changeup. 1-2. One-two pitch. Fisted into center field just by the glove of Tillian. Some strength by Castillo to muscle that ball on the ground into center field. It's four straight reaching with two outs for the Threshers. And Otto Kemp will come up. Going back to the home run by Rinconis Jr., exit velocity 108 miles an hour, launch angle 24 degrees, hit at 394 feet, would have been a home run in every major league ballpark. And again, here with the smaller conditions or proportions of BayCare Ballpark, that was over everything. You got the wall, then you got the grass berm, then you have the boardwalk. Goes around the stadium, and then after the boardwalk, there's a tall black chain link fence, and beyond that, the swamp that divides the stadium from US Highway 19. And that ball is somewhere in that swamp. Duo pitch to Kemp is a ball high. Throw down to first, not going to be in time to get Castillo. Mets going to get somebody loose in the bullpen as this inning is getting out of hand for Ovias. And the 3-0 pitch is pumped in for a strike. And Ovias heading towards the 30-pitch mark. Runner goes. Pitch is swung and missed. Throw to second base. Not going to be in time. Tagged by Tillian. Nope. One hop. Tillian held it on the back of Castillo, hoping that it would slide over the base, but he did not. Pitch was swung through and missed. It's a full count now. I mean, Perozzo's throw to second base. It's a good thing Ovias got off the mound. Might have hit him. Payoff pitch coming to Kemp. Curveball missed high. Perozzo going to challenge. He is. This is a desperation challenge to get out of this inning. It's a loss. So two challenges by the Mets. Both loss. They have one left the rest of the game. I did not hate that challenge. It was probably a ball, but at this stage you're so desperate to get the strike three, the third out of the inning, get Ovias out of trouble. Maybe prevent another reliever from having to come in. That's a challenge worthwhile, even though it was unlikely to be a win. Dan McKinney making another mound visit out there. 7-2 Threshers. 4 in the first, 3 in the second. They have 6 hits in the game. They've walked 3 times in the game. They're up to 5 stolen bases in 2 innings. This is just an absolute onslaught from the Clearwater Threshers, and there's really nothing the Mets have been able to do to combat any of it. Now here's Viers, grounded out to bring in a run in the first. Breaking ball swung on and missed with the slider. A 1 pitch, missed outside. The frustrating thing about this inning is that the first two batters made outs. Looking like a nice, clean inning to maybe settle this game down. That's what Henriquez turned in the top of the inning. Two-one pitch, it's popped up. That one heading back to the stands. Look out down there. That was a third row right in the staircase. Two unsuspecting ladies down there just trying to get some sun. Heart jumped into their throat. 2-2 pitch, and that one's sent into center field. Castro on the run. He will get there and make the catch. So the inning started with the flyout to Castro. It ended with the flyout to Castro. In between, 3 more runs score, including 2 on the homer by Rinconis Jr., and the Threshers have a 7-2 lead over the Mets after 2 innings of baseball on this Sunday afternoon in Clearwater.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Regan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tim LeCastro leads off the third inning for the Mets, and he takes a fastball for a strike from John Henriquez. LeCastro hit on the leg. Very first pitch he saw in this rehab assignment in the first inning. Would run the bases well and score. Takes his second pitch at 89 for strike two. LeCastro, one of the surprises of New York Mets spring training. Played well, earned a spot on the opening day roster. And he cannot check up on the swing. And he goes around. Funny, actually. He was starting to walk back to the dugout before the appeal was even asked for. He knew it was coming. So that's three consecutive strikeouts for Henriquez since entering the game. Henriquez was actually the winning pitcher on Tuesday. He could be the winning pitcher again today. First reliever out of the gate. Jacob Reimer, 0-for-1 with the strikeout. Takes this fastball for a strike at 93. Hard hit ground ball deep to short, backhanded by Brito. The throw right on point to Castillo. Two up, two down for Henriquez in the top of the third. Junior Tillian will come up. Tillian walked with one out in the first to load the bases. Mets got two runs in that top of the first, but have been outscored 7-0 since. As Tillian takes strike one at the knees. A 1 pitch, big swing and a miss. Strike two. Fastball. Missed low. A challenge by Ricketts. He thought he just bought strike three. We await the result of the challenge. It's a strikeout. That ends the inning. Tillian hands on hips in frustration. Thought he had a ball there. Instead, the Threshers catcher, Ricketts. A well-thought challenge. Threshers 2-for-2 in challenges. Mets 0-for-2. It's about the way it's gone in this game and this series. 7-2 Threshers halfway through the third inning.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Thanks for hanging out on a Sunday afternoon in Clearwater. Sorry to report that I can't bring you more positive news about the team. 0-5 on this trip. Have a lot of work to do to avoid 0-6. Franklin Mignetti is the batter. And a slider gets over for a strike from Ovais. Eight batters brought to the plate by Clearwater in the first inning and then again in the second inning. And yet he way ahead of a changeup. Swings through it, strike two. Bias with the leg rock. There was a breaking ball home. It's popped up on the infield towards Vivasencio. He will make the catch and retire Mignetti. One gone in the home third. A light crowd here at Baker Ballpark on what they call Sunday Fun Day. There's some food deals around the ballpark. As this ball is popped foul by Brito, that is going to land in the seats foul. Out of the range of Martinez. We've had good crowds most of the week. Say the over 3,200 on Tuesday on the dollar night was impressive. Might be the best attended game of the season, home or away, for the Mets. Here's a wipeout slider, and Brito chases it for strike three. Correction, strike two. Two pitch, he gets a piece of it, fouls it away, stays nothing in two. Yesterday they had announced over 2,000. All the suites were booked. They did not shoot off the fireworks. 0-2 pitches away. Packing up the radio booth last night, I realized, wait a minute, did I miss the fireworks? They did not. It was too windy to shoot off fireworks. Breaking ball pop foul again. Brito not going down without a fight. And now looking back on all the games we played this series, I don't know if any of the games we played would have been, fireworks would have been allowable. It's how crazy the wind has been. Fastball for a called third strike. A challenged by Brito, so hold on a minute. It's a win by Brito. So not a strike three. Clearwater now 3-for-3 in challenges. We had Ovais walking off the side of the mound. Thought he had the strikeout. Only to be recalled. Pitch must have been inside. 2-2 pitch. It's popped up. Left side. Tough play with the wind. Mets defender circling around, and it's McIntosh, the left fielder, making the play. Vivasencio hits the deck, spins down on a knee to avoid contact. Brito is out. And everything in the air is going to be an adventure for these teams this afternoon. But good communication there by the Mets. We saw bad communication yesterday. One of those playable balls dropped in between defenders. Two up, two down for Ovais for the second straight inning. Now he's going to try to put the clamps down. on Rosario. He let the bottom of the second inning get away from him. Three runs, a couple of walks. Almost cost him the rest of the appearance. This pitch is swung on a miss. It's 0-2. He threw 34 pitches last inning. Orellana threw 33 pitches the first. 0-2 pitch. Fastball knocked out of play. Rosario was single and a ground out today. To breaking ball, pulled into left field for a base hit. Will not be a 1-2-3 inning. Rosario leans over, gets good wood on it. He's now 2-4-3. That's the seventh hit for the Threshers. Threshers came into this game averaging 10 hits per game for the first five games. Safe to say they're going to get to 10 today again. Three to go with the whole game. Stolen base attempt. Throw is good. Tag is good. The Mets got one. Rosario caught stealing. Perozzo. The smiles. He heads back to the dugout. They stole eight off of him 2 days ago. Five off of him through the first two innings today. But he finally is able to catch Rosario stealing. No runs. One hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. Quiet third inning at BayCare Ballpark. We'll go to the fourth. It's still 7-2 Clearwater. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades. In over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Vincent Perozzo leads off the bottom, top of the fourth for the Mets. He ended the bottom of the third. The hose at second base to get Rosario. Perozzo bends backwards here as this pitch comes up and in from Henriquez. Seven straight Mets retired since Villavicencio's two-out single put the Mets up 2-0 in the first. Rosso fouls this one away. Mets have gone long stretches the last couple of games without a hit. Rosso fights one off foul. We'll reach the stands. Friday night, the last 10 Mets of the game were retired, including 8 on strikeouts. Last night, Mets did not have a hit after the 5th inning. They managed to score 3 runs after the 5th inning without a hit. Gifts from the Threshers. They walked 4 and hit 5. 2-2 pitch, and that one's fouled away off the press box wall. Rizzo asking for something, trying to get a better grip on the bat. It's warm, it's humid out, and sunny. School board temp says 79, but it feels warmer than that outside. It's the humidity playing in. Two-two pitch, and Prozo down to one knee, chasing it for strike three. Five of the last six Mets batters have struck out. Vicencio comes back up. It's not been really a high strikeout team. That has changed the last couple of games. Vicencio hits a hard ground ball, but right to Brito, the shortstop. Sets his feet, whips to first for out number two. Eight straight now. Here's Salazar. Do a fielder's choice to end the first inning, 0 for 1. Correction, 9 and are retired. First pitch to Salazar, looks it all the way in. Ball one and a challenge by Ricketts, the catcher. We wait the result. It's a strike. Threshers are 4 for 4 in challenges. Ricketts has won two as the catcher. Pitch is inside. So Bello Rob in a very good strike zone when we had this umpire crew in Jupiter. It's been quite as sharp today. Combined, the teams have won four of the six challenges. But again, Mets 0 for 2, Threshers 4 for 4. Pitch misses low. It's now 2-1 in Salazar. Enriquez's fastball is lined into right field for a base hit. Salazar snaps the string of nine straight Mets in a row retired. And we'll bring up Uriel Martinez. Now, Martinez had that terrible slump to start. What was it, 0 for 19? Which I think it was 0 for 21. But he's now on a two-game hit streak. 0 for 1 today, trying to make it three games in a row with the hit. Takes a fastball for strike one, and he wants the challenge, or does he? Oh, he did, didn't he? He did challenge it. It's a strike, and the Mets are done. That's not a good thing. You don't want to challenge that when you have one challenge left the rest of the game. Next pitch is high. I mean, Ricketts challenged a first pitch, but he had all three challenges left. There's one more thing Mets have to work on. Strike two. I don't think I've ever seen a disparity in the 2 years of the challenge system this wide for two teams in a game. One team 0 for 3, one team 4 for 4. Enriquez, the 2-2 pitch, and it's grounded hard and through into right field for a base hit. Yarrow Martinez might have blown a challenge, the last one, but he now has a three-game hit streak. Mets have consecutive base hits with two outs in the top of the fourth. And we'll bring up Dairone Campos. Badly needs not just a hit, but just a way to make contact. 0 for 13 with 11 strikeouts in this series. And one of Campos' problems in this series, I've noticed, is he's not swinging at strikes. And you know who else knows this? Clearwater, so they don't throw him strikes, but he keeps swinging anyways. He's got to wait on his pitch. And this fastball is down and away, and point to Ricketts, immediately pointed out the pitcher saying, good pitch, because that's one that Campos has been giving into. One oh, hard ground ball right to Brito. Flips to second. Kemp is there. Fielder's choice, inning over. That was smashed, but unfortunately for Campos, right to the shortstop. Made two plays in the inning. No runs for the Mets. Two hits, no errors, two stranded for 3.5 innings of baseball on this Sunday at BayCare Ballpark. The hometown Threshers lead 7-2. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Friend, winner, winner, pizza dinner. You get $10 off to our sponsor.
It's a busy day in the Florida State League after there were two rainouts yesterday. Looks like the Sunshine State has sunshine today. It's been a rain-racked weekend around the state. We've been fortunate here in Clearwater only to have yesterday's delayed start, but otherwise to be able to play on time, uninterrupted. Been told that if we were at home this past week, I might not have had more than a couple rainouts, at least more than one. Marion Boyd will lead off the bottom of the fourth with the Threshers leading by five, and Boyd pops one foul. Bradenton and Dunedin playing a doubleheader in Dunedin, which is only a few minutes north and west of here. So how they postponed their game last night, but we were able to play okay after a couple hours, I don't know. My guess is that Dunedin maybe didn't have a lot going on, so they didn't want to wait the 2 hours. As this is a fly ball by Boyd, deep left, back to the track, making the catch is McIntosh. Bumps into the wall, and Boyd is retired. Yeah, going out to left field is more difficult today for hitters than right. So a good contact by Boyd, just couldn't quite get it to carry. Fort Myers and Daytona, they had a postponement yesterday, even though Daytona has the artificial surface, not worrying about field conditions. They postponed their game due to lightning and continuous rain. Ricketts takes a ball outside. Ricketts, nobody to drive in but himself. It's 2-for-2, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored. One of the many good-looking prospects, one of the Threshers who's had a tremendous week. Ricketts now 7-for-15 in the series with 7 driven in. Ricketts smashes one to center. LeCastro running back makes the catch, looking very smooth in the process. So two balls absolutely stung by the Threshers go for outs. Second straight inning that Obias has retired the first two batters. Gave up 3 runs after that in the second, nothing in the third. Here's Rinconis, 2-run homer last time up, reached on an error in the first inning. Takes this ball off the foot, did it look like? The Mets don't think so. Home plate umpire Bella Robb said yes, Mets don't think so. Are we going to get an argument here or not? Apparently not. So, Obias and Perozzo didn't think so. Rinconis takes his base on the hit-by-pitch. Now Castillo, he's 2-for-2. Two singles. So no 1-2-3 inning. That eludes the Mets again. Fastball low. Anyway, so back to these doubleheader games. Bradenton and Dunedin, 8-2 Dunedin in the bottom of the fifth of game one. Remember, doubleheader games are 7 innings long. Ground ball, base hit, past Martinez into right field. It's a three-hit game for Castillo. Rinconis Jr. will take the turn and go to third. And the Threshers are set up with runners at the corners, two outs in the home fourth inning. Otto Kemp will come up. Eighth hit for the Threshers. Kemp has walked twice. Once against each pitcher. The Fort Myers Daytona doubleheader doesn't start until 2 o'clock. Tough one for Fort Myers. Pitch is a called strike. A challenge by Kemp. Pitch was on the outside corner. Or not. It was off the plate. 5-for-5 now. The disparity grows larger. Instead of 0-1, it's 1-0. Fastball swung on and missed. Fort Myers and Daytona, that is the longest trip in the Florida State League. There's no great one way to get there. Just cut off time. I believe it's about 4.5 hours. Fastball away. And Daytona has the dreaded Sunday night game. They've moved it, though. It used to be a 5:35 Sunday start. God, I hate that. They moved it up 30 minutes, which is better than keeping it where it was. Ball slammed into center field by Kemp, but right to LeCastro. So four hard-hit balls in the inning. Three result in outs, one a single. Obias puts up a second straight scoreless inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, two stranded. That completes the fourth inning. When we come back in the fifth, more complaining about Daytona's schedule. It's 7-2 Threshers.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Start of the fifth inning, Blaine McIntosh leads off and swings through a fastball. John Henriquez still going out there. First reliever of the day for the Threshers. Replaced the apparent injured starter, Fosnot. Enriquez, 2 2/3 scoreless, no walks, 5 strikeouts. It's 1-1 on McIntosh. McIntosh fouls one back, 1-2. Blaine, a double, a strikeout, and a run today. Stolen base as well. Mets led 2-0, but now down 7-2. McIntosh takes a call, third strike on the corner. No challenges left, so he will have to go back to the bench. One down, top of the fifth. And Tim LaCastro back up. Well, Tim's getting his... This is a good rehab for him. He's active. Had to do some running around in center field. He's run the bases. Takes this pitch outside. Ball one. Back to Daytona. That's the Mets' next road trip. They're home next week against Jupiter, then at Daytona. For the most part, this season, it's a week home, a week away. Week home, week away. There's a couple of double-ups. LaCastro slices one deep right field, tracked down by Viers. Nice running catch by Viers in deep right field as LaCastro tries to slice one into the corner. Two down, and Reimer up. With Daytona, will be there May 9th through the 14th. They've actually moved their games up for every game. It used to be a 7:05 start. Weekdays, as this ball's fouled away, but they've moved it to 6:35. Used to be 5:35 Sundays. Now it's 5 o'clock, so it's always helpful. Any time you can buy to get home earlier, you'll take. A 1 pitch, a ball low. Now, the issue with the 5 o'clock and used to be 5:30 starts in Daytona is it's Sundays are always the last games of a series, so you're checked out of a hotel. So you got to check out at 11 a.m., as this ball is inside. You do get an allotment of late checkout rooms, but not everybody gets a late checkout room. So you got a lot of guys and coaches, staff members. 11 a.m. comes around. You're either forced to find somewhere to hang out in the lobby or a restaurant or the stadium until game time. Here's a liner into right field. Reimer has a hit. So he, just like LaCastro, tried to shoot it opposite field to right, and he did. Like Castro, his actually fell for a hit. Reimer 1-for-3. He's been on base in all the games in the series. Junior Tillian will bat. So yeah, that was the frustrating thing about the late start in Daytona. Tillian drives a ball deep right field into the wind tunnel, and that ball is going to get out for a home run. Bye-bye baseball. Junior Tillian gets it into the air in right field and lets Mother Nature do the rest. Oh, a two-out single followed by a home run, and the Mets creep closer. They are now down just 3 at 7-4. Long last in the series, the Mets have a home run. Tillian did not miss a home run by very much on that extremely windy ninth inning on Thursday. He hit it just a little too low, settled for a two-run double. That ball not going to be a home run without the wind. Just crank it up there and see what happens. Landed just on the front edge of the berm grass. Now Perozzo up. So the Mets turn to make the first two out of the inning and then to score multiple runs. Perozzo fouls one away. See if we can get some StatCast numbers on that Tillian home run. His second of the season. Wait on this Perozzo pitch. Pitch to Perozzo. Misses. Mile-an-hour exit velocity, hit at 371 feet. Perozzo fouls it away. 25-degree launch angle. According to the portal, would not have been a home run in any major league ballpark. Yes, the short wall here in Clearwater. Two-two pitch. Called third strike on the corner. Perozzo wants the challenge. Challenge rejected because the Mets don't have any. Lesson learned. Save a challenge for a play like that, pitch like that, not when it's a first pitch of a count at bat. Mets, two-run homer by Tillian, draw within three. It's now 7-4 Threshers at the halfway point of the series finale.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
We're in the bottom of the fifth. Some momentum now for the Mets. Jordan Vyers at the plate. Takes the ball high. Boy, Vyers made a very nice play on that line drive by LoCastro. If he doesn't make that play, then Tillian might be looking at a three-run homer. Maybe the Mets still batting. Byers takes this pitch low. So just to wrap up the note on, you know, Daytona, as we'll have a mound visit with Perozzo and Obias. Yeah, you got to check out of the hotel at 11 a.m., and then you got to sit around and wait until game time at 5 o'clock. Not ideal. And then, of course, you know, one of the great things about the Florida State League is the travel. Everybody, it's so short. No plane rides. Again, the longest trip is about 4.5 hours between Daytona and Fort Myers. Spires takes this pitch low for ball three. The Mets' longest trip is here, 3 hours and 20 minutes or so. But you get the Sunday night off when you play the noon game, as Spires takes a called strike. Thought it was ball four. Yeah, the Mets will play this game. It wrapped up probably around 3 hours or so. You pack up at 4. You're back home by 7:38. So you at least get, like, the night off as Byers gets hit by a breaking ball. That's how the bottom of the fifth begins. You know, when you're playing Daytona at 5 o'clock, I mean, let's say it's a three-hour game. Now it's 8 o'clock. Your bus leaves at 9. 2.5 hours. By the time you get back to your apartment as a player, it's, you know, midnight. And you're basically just having Monday off. You lost all of Sunday evening and night. Anyways, home team makes the schedule, and the visiting team is at the mercy. Fastball for a strike to Mignetti. He wants to challenge this, and it is a strike. Oh, they lost one. First loss for the Threshers. They are now 5 out of 6. They have 2 left. Fastball spoiled off to the right. Mignetti 0 for 2 with the strikeout and a flyout. Most of the damage has been done by the top and middle of the order for the Threshers. The bottom four actually don't have a hit. But 2 walks and a hit by pitch. Runner goes, pitch is fouled off, and Byers will have to go back to first. Strike 2. Oh, now we're going to call catcher's interference, apparently. And here comes Gilbert Gomez to argue. Oh. Peroza was saying that the bat didn't hit the mitt. It hit his helmet on the wraparound. At least that's what it looked like, he said. So catcher's interference, that's an error. Catcher's interference on the Clearwater catcher Disson yesterday. Third error for the Mets. Mets had a nice little stretch from Thursday and Friday, going about 15 innings error free. Here's a bunt try by Brito. He retracts, but too late. Offered at it. Called swinging strike 1. So the first 2 have reached here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Fastball fouled away. Interesting note. The Mets have actually won the 5th inning this year, including the 2-run homer by Tilly, and the Mets 5th inning are +5 run differential. It's the 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's gone rapidly downhill for this club. Throw back to 2nd. Just lobbed in. Byers is safe. Mets run differential -9 in the 6th, -4 in the 7th, -9 in the 8th. So negative 22 in those 6th through 8th innings. Here's a ground ball. Nope. Well, it is a ground ball. It's dropped by Tilly and throws to 2nd for the force. Boy, a soft liner out towards 2nd. Tilly and dove for it. Went off the heel of his mitt. Trickled the way. Had the wherewithal to get up and throw to 2nd base for the force out of Mignetti. Of course, Mignetti had to hold up at first thinking it might be caught. So he was between a rock and a hard place. So the unusual fielder's choice, 4-6 out at 2nd. Byers went down to 3rd. So they're at the corners, back to the top, and Ricardo Rosario, who's 2 for 3, a couple of hits and a ground out. Well, if Tillian squeezes that on the dive, I don't think he would have been able to turn a double play. And I think Byers would have had to hold at 2nd. So the difference is 1st and 3rd instead of 1st and 2nd as that ball popped out. But it could have been worse as this pitch is high. I mean, you drop that diving attempt. How many times do you see a player dive for a ball, not able to catch it, and gets nobody out? He was actually able to get an out. Pitch is too high. It's 3-0 on Rosario. Looking into the Mets bullpen, and there is a reliever warming. Zovias course, had that pitch count into the 30s in his first inning of work. He's running out of steam here with one out in the fifth. Fastball gets over 91. He's approaching the 80 pitch mark. So this could be his last batter. Three-one pitch, runner goes to second. Ball is popped up into shallow right field. Martinez going back, can't make the play, will pick it up, throw to second. Vivasensi will look home, and no play to be made there. And another wonky play for these two teams. It's going to be a run-scoring fielder's choice ground out for Rosario. That'll make it 8-4. Well, a pop-up towards first. The wind keeps taking it. And Yero Martinez just totally whiffs. But because the runner on first, Brito, thought he was going to catch it, Brito could not stray far from the first base bag. And Martinez has the wherewithal after the ball hits the grass to pick it up, throw to second for the force out. But unfortunately for he and the Mets, Fires was able to come home on the drop pop-up and score. So Mets fortunate to get one out, but also unfortunate that it was not caught outright to prevent a run. Gilbert Gomez will make the pitching change. New pitcher coming in for the Mets, 8-4, Clearwater in the fifth.
Now.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Joey Lancelotti delivers the first pitch ball low to Omarion Boyd. So Lancelotti, the third pitch of the afternoon for the Mets, taking over for Orvias. Inherits the runner on first. 1-0 pitch, strike at the knees. Confused look by Boyd, but he won't challenge. Boyd 0-for-2 with the walk, a run, and a stolen base. Lancelotti's pitch is hacked on and fouled away. Lancelotti appearing in his sixth game for St. Lucie this year. In his second of the series, pitched on Wednesday. With a tough outing. Runner goes, pitches a ball. Perozzo cannot make the exchange from glove to hand. A stolen base for Rosario. Sixth stolen base of the afternoon against one caught stealing. Ball is popped up right side. Martinez asking for it, backing up, makes the catch. Tillian right there to catch a ricochet. Martinez makes the adjustment. Hauls in out number three. Threshers cash in the leadoff hit by pitch. But the Mets outscored Clearwater 2-1 in the fifth inning. Threshers still have doubled up the Mets 8-4. We'll go to the sixth. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jack Dallas on the mound for Clearwater, new pitcher in the top of the sixth, the third appearance in the series for Jack Dallas. We had a pause as Michael Jones, the manager for Clearwater, comes out to talk to the umpire. I think Jones is the only change looking out there. Pumps in a strike. So that ends John Henriquez's day. 3 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, both on the homer by Tillian. No walks and 7 strikeouts. 36 of 50 pitches for strikes. Vicencio in a 1-1 count. Vicencio today 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Swings and misses at the slider. Jack Dallas was on the mound in the most exciting sequence of events in this six-game series to this point. Thursday night, the furious comeback by the Mets, scoring 3 runs in the top of the ninth, all with 2 outs against Dallas. That wind going crazy, the huge storm about to hit the ballpark. And Dallas ended the game just in the nick of time, stranding the tying run at second base. Within the next couple of minutes, it was a downpour. Pitch is outside. Full count on Villavicencio. Payoff pitch inside, ball 4. Leadoff walk. Again, we're entering the stage in the game where the Mets have let close games, either tied or trailing by a reasonable amount, totally slip away. Minus 22 run differential, innings 6, 7, 8. Down by 4, so within striking distance, especially given the wind conditions. As Salazar gets hit by this pitch, tried to jump out of the way, but it brushes his jersey. 2 on, nobody out. Just like that, the Mets are going to put the tying run in the on-deck circle. Yoel Martinez on a 3-game hitting streak. The single in his last at-bat will come up to the dish. First pitch, he takes a fastball for a strike at 90. Swing and a miss on the fastball, 0-2. who is tardy. Two on, nobody out. Top of the sixth, Mets down by four. O-2 pitch swung on and missed. A high fastball. And Jack Dallas quickly dispatches Martinez. Campos next. 0 for 2 today. Well, Tillian has shown these guys the way. Right-handed batter. Get one airborne opposite field. This one's foul tipped. Huge cut by Campos trying to rip it to left. Fly ball caught out at short by Brito. A bunny hop went right to him over his head. The bunny hop and the reach brings it down for the out. That was a good read by Villavicencio at second base. Went right back to the bag. He saw that Brito had a good beat on it. Not enough air into that ball on the liner for Campos, so back to the top in McIntosh. And he takes one high. So the first two reached, but the next two failing to advance the runners. McIntosh started the game with the double on the first pitch. A good sign for the Mets. But now down 8-4 as McIntosh shoots one left side foul. One ball, one strike. Dallas, 24 years old from Beaumont, Texas. Minor league free agent out of Lamar. No earned runs allowed on the season. Those three runs against him in the ninth on Thursday, all unearned after a Brito error at short could have ended the game. We have an automatic ball assessed to Dallas, violates the pitch clock. The 2-1 pitch is grounded right to Brito, who is standing next to the pie slice, steps to second, and that will force out Mark Salazar for the last out of the inning. So the Mets threaten, 2-1, nobody out, the next three down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on base. Clearwater continues to lead this ball game by a score of 8-4 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Getting deep into this game in the bottom of the sixth, Threshers lead by four as they aim for the six-game series sweep. Those are difficult to accomplish both ways. Tough to beat a team all 6 days. Tough to lose to a team all 6 days. Not many mysteries anymore between the two clubs. Caleb Ricketts takes the ball from Lancelotti, and then Lancelotti pokes one high in the sky to left. Blaine McIntosh calling for it, catching out number one. Now Ricketts retired. He's now 2 for 4. That brings up Gabriel Rincones Jr., who the Mets have not kept off the bases. He's reached on an error, a two-run homer, and a hit by pitch. Continues to come up to Rick Astley. There's a pitch that just misses outside for ball one. Inside, 2-0. Pressure's out, hitting the Mets 8-6. Mets committing 3 more errors today. None against the Threshers. Conis Jr. swings over the top of a pitch. Mets came in with a 9.57 fielding percentage, worse than the FSL. It's going to go down. Looks like they had the defense, I won't say figured out, but playing better. As of a few days ago. This pitch misses outside, and Rincones makes his way on again. Just terrorizing the Mets all series. Again, these two teams play in less than a month, May 23rd through the 28th at Clover Park. Curious to see how many of these Threshers are with the team at that time. Ball is fouled away by Castillo. And it's still early in the season. I wouldn't expect a ton of movement. There will probably be some. Pitches outside. I recall last year for St. Lucie, the Mets were a dominant first-half team. No question they were the most talented team in the FSL to start last year. They played the best, unquestionably, of all the 10 teams in the league. They ran away with the East Division early. 1-1 pitch. Runner goes. Pitches the ball. Throw to second base. Late. Rincones Jr. swipes second. Anyway, so it was late May. That's when the Mets made a series of moves to send a chunk of players up to Brooklyn. Maybe the same thing will happen to the Threshers. Castillo, who's 3 for 3, swings at a pitch in the dirt. 2-2. Lancelotti throws back a pickoff. Safe. Oh! Mets can't believe it. Vicencio Tilly and Lancelotti all crouched down in total disbelief, as it looked like they had picked off Rincones Jr. at second. The throw was there. The tag looked there ahead of their hand. Vicencio sneaking in behind. Did not get the call from Tyler Green. Two pitch is low for ball three. That was a great throw by Lancelotti to second base, trying to hit a moving target. So he's throwing it to a point on the bag. Be a sensei to run into it. 3-2 pitch. Check swing. Mets think he went. He did. Called at the plate by Rob. Swinging strikeout. Route number two. The breaking ball was inside. Event ball four. Castillo held up. Two down and Kemp up. First pitch to him. Slider down and away. Four threshers, two outs, runner on second, bottom of the sixth. Breaking ball, missed inside 2-0, and playing for 2 hours and 5 minutes. It took an hour to play the first two innings. Picked up the pace better in the third inning on. Fastball. Must have been outside. Three balls, no strikes. Again, the Mets out of challenges, have been for some time. Pitch, broken bat flare into center. LeCastro coming on, makes the catch, and ends the inning. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man stranded. Good work by Lance Zalotti. We'll go to the seventh at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers 8, Mets 4 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tim LeCastro playing into the seventh inning. Six innings in center. This is his fourth at-bat. Fouls went away. So we'll keep an eye on LeCastro if he goes back to the field for the bottom of the seventh. And he's on the aisle with back spasms. But only went on the aisle about last Monday, so it's been down for long. Takes a pitch for a strike. It's 0-2, and then he gets tied up on a fastball from Dallas for strike three. A couple of check swings that he's definitely gone around on today. He's 0-3. He does have that hit by pitch. So one gone. Reimer up. It's the 10th strikeout in the three Clearwater pitchers. Reimer 1-for-3 with a single and a run. Dallas' slider misses outside. Pitch inside 2-0. If you're just tuning in, the Mets got off to a great start. Scored two runs in the top of the first inning against Braden Fosnot. This ball is fouled away. He felt good with the two horses that they had going on the mound in Orellana and Ovias. Of course, those two combined to pitch the best game the Mets have played this season. few weeks ago on a Thursday night at Jupiter, combining for all nine innings and one run. They didn't have the good stuff today as the defense let down Orellana in the first, four runs, three runs in the second. Here's a ground ball deep to third, snagged by Mignetti. The throw is good, and Reimer is out. Two up, two down. Well, the Mets went up 2-0, top of the first. By the end of the second, down 7-2. Got a Junior Tillian home run in the fifth, two-run shot to make it 7-4. Clearwater scratched the run across on a ground out. The bottom of the fifth, our current score. Here's Tillian back up, and he takes a called strike. And then another called strike as Dallas works quick. O-2, foul ball, straight back. On the slider, 82. O-2 pitch, Tillian lays off the high heat. Tillian, two home runs and 11 RBI now. Tied with De Los Santos and Dominguez for the team lead in homers. And he's late on this fastball. Up high, swings through it for strike three. Jack Dallas makes quick work of the Mets in the top of the seventh. We've reached the seventh inning stretch. Pressures lead the Mets 8-4 in this series finale.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Now, here's a new one. Miguel Alfonseca, the new pitcher for the Mets. He didn't come out of the dugout, or the bullpen rather, until there were 45 seconds left on the pitch clock. The pitch clock, fortunately for the Mets, they've decided to reset it. So that was an odd one. Lancelotti done it an inning and a third. But got to the point where, you know, outfielders are out there warming up, infielders are, and they start to look around and there's no pitcher. So I guess word didn't get out to the bullpen that, hey, inning's over, you got to bring somebody in. And again, there's I think the Mets might have caught a break because Perozzo was the on-deck batter. And the umpires have been giving, you know, those guys some leeway as they try to strap all the gear back on as they have to go out to catch. So the clock was reset. Probably shouldn't have been. It should probably be an automatic ball one, but no harm, no foul. So Lancelotti did well. An inning and a third, no hits, no runs. One walk, one strikeout. He needed a bounce-back outing. Snaps a streak of three appearances, allowing a run. Still got to work on throwing strikes. 22 pitches, only 9 strikes. And now off on Seca. Trying to keep the game where it is, which is a four-run Mets deficit. Mets last won a game a week ago on Sunday. I'm going to go from Sunday all the way to the following Tuesday without a victory. So they have some work to do in a short amount of time as this ball is scorched into left center field gap by Vyers. It'll split with Castro and McIntosh. Vyers will cruise into second with the leadoff double. And the comeback bid gets even tougher. Trying to keep the Threshers from scoring this leadoff double. Raylan Mignetti up next. He's 0 for 3, reaching last time on a catcher's interference. First pitch, a fastball right in there. Strike one at 93 miles per hour. Seagulls are squawking out in the left field berm. This ball rocketed over the head of Alfonseca off the glove of Tillian's backhand attempt into center field. A base hit for Mignetti. Nearly took out Alfonseca and then just ate up Tillian, who had no chance to get in front of it. Just the blind backhand scoop try deflected off his glove into center field. Vyers scampered down to third, and yet he's safe on first. They're at the corners. Nobody out. That's the 10th hit of the day. So I believe 63 hits for Clearwater in six games now. Pitches outside for a ball. And Clearwater came into this game hitting .310 as a team with an .885 OPS in the first five games. And that's pitching staff an 8.78 ERA. Pop up, tough play, shallow right field, three Mets converging. It's going to be caught and then dropped by Campos in right. And everybody will advance. Vyers scores, Mignetti up to second, and Brito on first. I thought that he might have overrun it, then reached back and caught it, but it appeared to fall out of his mitt. Again, that's the tough one with the wind blowing out. The right fielder, you might just want to hang back a little bit and wait for the wind to take it to you, and he overshot. Still waiting for a scoring decision on that. Probably an error. But with the wind, you could call it a hit. I have not posted anything yet. But Vyers is in. That'll make it 9-4. First and second. And this ball is stroked into left field by Rosario. Sliding stop and catch by McIntosh. Slid on his knee, caught, and popped right up. So much needed first out. Boyd up next. He's 0 for 3. But again, not a great series hitting the ball. When he's got on, he certainly has put the pressure on. Inside out swing, and he grounds it foul. Out to the rolled up tarp. Ball actually just wedged in the tarp, and I think they're going to leave it there. The cover has been blown off the tarp by the wind. I don't think it's... They haven't put it back on, which is odd because that cover on the tarp is just laying on the warning track. And the player could step on that. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. I mean, somebody should probably pick up the tarp cover and actually put it on top of the tarp at least so it's off the warning track. But I digress. They did rule E4 or E9 on Campos. That's the fourth error of the game by the Mets. Boyd strikes out swinging. All Fonseca lived low in the zone there. Caleb Ricketts up. If Al Fonseca can just get through the sitting allowing just the one run after the first three reached, that'd be good, especially after turning it over to the top of the lineup. And here's Ricketts, 2-for-4 with 2 RBI and 2 runs scored. And he swings through a fastball for strike one. Fouled straight back to the screen. Nothing in two. Fly ball towards the Castro. He stayed in, by the way. Running in, circling underneath, makes the catch, retires Ricketts. And that will end the bottom of the seventh. So the first three reach and a run scores, but Alfonseca settles down to get the next three, getting late in this series and late for the Mets' chances of winning. They trail 9-4 with the eighth inning on tap.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Wesley Moore, new pitcher on the mound for the Threshers, a lefty, fourth pitcher of the day. Taking over for Jack Dallas, who logged 2 scoreless and hitless innings. It's 9-4 Threshers. Arozzo is at the plate. Clouds start to roll in as strike one is delivered. Rozo 0-for-3, does have a RBI ground out. Way back in the first inning, part of a Mets 2-0 first inning. Top of the first, at least, as the next pitch is in for a strike. It's 0-2. And Prozo goes down swinging, tied up on the hard fastball inner half. Going back to one of the strange plays in the bottom of the seventh, Eric Brito's fly ball into right field that was misplayed by Campos in the wind. The rare RBI sacrifice fly. E9. So he got credit for a sac fly there. Ground ball through the hole at short for Vivasencio. His second hit of the afternoon. And his third time on. Rolled it right through. Went on, went out for Salazar. One for two with the single and a hit by pitch. Moore. First pitch is grounded back to him. Deflects off his glove, out to second. The tag by Kemp there, the throw to first, not in time. I think Villavicencio was confused. Yes, he is out. So Kemp gets that ball, tracks down Villavicencio. By the time he tags him out, too late to get Salazar at first. That's 1-4 put out. Pretty sure that caught the pitcher. Two down, and Yaro Martinez up 1-4-3 with a single and a strikeout. Moore's pitch is blooped out to shallow left. That's going to be tracked and caught by Mignetti, the third baseman. Just like that, the top of the eighth inning comes to an end. For the St. Lucie Mets, no runs, one hit, no errors, one stranded. Bottom of the eighth inning coming up next on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Clearwater Threshers continue to lead this game by a score of 9-4.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Defensive changes for the Mets in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tim LeCastro is out of the game. He logged 7 innings in center, looked good. He went 0-for-3 at the plate with 2 strikeouts, hit by pitch, a run, and a stolen base. Dairon Campos will slide over from right field to center. Adrian Hernandez will come in and play right and take LeCastro's spot in the order, which is due up third in the top of the ninth. Gabriel Rinconas, Chad Castillo, and Otto Kemp, middle of the order for the Threshers, will bat bottom of the eighth inning, up by 5. Miguel Alfonseca out for his second inning of work, giving up a run and 2 hits in his first inning. First pitch is swung through and missed. I'm going to go over the Mets' organizational scoreboard this afternoon. There's really not much to report. A lot of rain in the New York area. Rinconas Jr. flies one in foul territory. That's going to land on the warning track. Jacob Reimer didn't bother with it. He's still standing in fair territory. And Perozzo, who was hustling to try to make the play, looks at him and say, "Where are you?" I don't know if Reimer would have caught that, but he's a lot closer than Perozzo, who got close to it. Again, that's, and Perozzo kind of with his arms pushed as if to say the wind. The wind pushes it. And yeah, that's Reimer will learn. That's one he's got to at least run towards. Tough to say if that would have been an out. Here's another pop-up. Same thing. Reimer hustling this time. Perozzo is going to get there, though. Easier for him. So a chance for a redo. And Rinconas is out for the first time today. It's 4 straight retired by Alfonseca. All right. New York and Atlanta rained out again. Second straight day and they've only played five innings in that four-game series. So they're going to have a doubleheader at Citi Field tomorrow. Pitches high and away to Chad Castillo. Syracuse and Toledo are playing in Toledo, Ohio. It's 5-0 Toledo in the second inning. Former St. Lucie Met Tony DeBrell from 2019 pitching for the Syracuse Mets. Castillo foul tips a pitch into the mitt of Perozzo, 1-1. Akron and Binghamton postponed due to inclement weather in Binghamton. Fly ball center field. Campos running in, still running. He will reach out and make the catch. Two down in the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore had a doubleheader scheduled today. One of the games was postponed, the other one canceled. Three straight rainouts for Brooklyn. Otto Kemp is up. He swings and misses at the slider. Miguel Alfonseca on a nice run here. Five straight retired. The fastball working low in the zone. The slider as well. Fastball misses down and away. 94. Thresher's lead 9-4. Closing in on a six-game sweep in front of their home fans. Fastball swung through and missed, 1-2. Fastball low, three balls and a strike. Swing and a miss. Correction, the count was 2-2, so that swing and a miss is strike three. Kemp goes down. Six straight retired by Alfonseca to end his outing, unless the Mets can send him out there for the bottom of the ninth. For that, they would have to score five runs in the top half. Come back and see if they can do it. You're listening to Mets Baseball on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Last chance for the Mets to make a positive statement here in Clearwater. It's a wonderful ballpark, great place to play, but it has not been a successful series for the Mets once the games have started. Wesley Moore out for his second inning, try to finish this one off in a non-safe spot facing Dyrone Campos, and he begins him with the slider that gets a wave and a miss for strike one. Campos 0 for 3 from the ninth spot today. It's Second pitch is fouled back. Swing and a miss and a three-pitch strikeout as Campos goes down for the second time today. 0-for-4 afternoon for him. Back to the top end, McIntosh, who's 1-for-4. Started the game with a bang. First pitch double. Grounds this one foul. That one will bounce off the rolled-up tarp. He did not miss hitting the chalk line by but a few feet. Moore's pitches swung through and missed the slider. Two slider, big bouncer to first, backhand whiff by the first baseman, throw to first by Kemp, not going to be in time to beat out McIntosh, who has legged out an infield hit. So an ole job by Castillo, the first baseman, but Kemp backed him up, and the pitcher Moore was covering first, but Moore's not going to outrun McIntosh. Blaine, I'm going to give him credit. One out, ninth inning, down five, six-game losing streak, or five-game losing streak. Head first slide into first base. I don't know if I'd recommend, especially with all the injuries that have cropped up recently, but he's on his second hit, and now Hernandez is up. Again, this is the Tim LoCastro spot in the lineup. I believe they're going to give a hit to McIntosh and not an error on the first baseman. They did give him a hit. So 2-for-5 day for Blaine. Pitch outside to Hernandez. Hernandez 2-for-12 in this series with the triple and 3 RBI. Pops one up in foul territory, but that one's going to head to the stands. Actually, more people have hung around than I expected. This game's actually moved along quite nicely since the 1 hour first two innings. Some good relief work on both sides. This pitch to the backstop, a wild pitch, and McIntosh scoots up to second base. Is in a 3-1 count. Reimer due up next, and then Tillian. Three-one pitch, high and wide, ball four. An infield hit and a walk. Bring up Reimer with one out in the top of the ninth. Mets trailing by five. Again, they were down four in the ninth inning with two outs. On Thursday, they managed to get the tying run at second base. So don't put this game to bed quite yet. Reimer 1-for-4 with a single and a run. He takes a changeup outside. And that will draw a visit from Ricketts. Matt Hockenberry, the pitching coach for Clearwater, I believe he has made one mound visit this entire week. Threshers pitching staff had a lot of talent on it. Limited the Mets to a 198 team average. 624 OPS. only 284 slugging, so he's been confident in his guys to leave him out there. His slider misses, and now Moore looks towards the dugout in frustration. Fastball, fouled straight back. Reimer went right after it. Two-one pitch, slider foul tipped for strike two. That knee-high slide piece. Two-two pitch, flied into shallow left center field. On comes Boyd, still coming, makes the catch while losing his hat. Moore bounces back from 2-0 to retire Reimer. And the Mets are down to their final out in this series. And it will be up to Junior Tillian to keep the game going. Got a two-run homer to his name today. Also a pair of strikeouts and a walk. His home run in the fifth brought the Mets within three. Now down five. First pitch, he swings in front of the slider, strike one. Slider, strike two as he swings over the top, and the Mets are down to a final strike here in Clearwater. Tillian uses his one timeout. Moore with the 0-2 pitch. Gets away all the way to the backstop. Both runners advance. McIntosh down to third and Hernandez up to second. So a hit here and make it a 9-6 game. Moore, the 1-2. Tillian takes it high, and it's going to go to the backstop again. McIntosh scampers home, scores. It's 9-5. Hernandez down to third. That's got to be extremely frustrating as a pitcher. You're a strike away from ending the game. You throw consecutive wild pitches to bring in a run. Two balls, two strikes. How about another? Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Tillian is out, and the game is over. And the series is over. It was a bad week of baseball for the St. Lucie Mets, no question about it. They fall 9-5 on this Sunday afternoon in Clearwater, and they are swept right out of town. A week ago on Sunday, Mets had a nice win over Lakeland, hoping that that would lead to some big things on the road. It did not. Six-game losing streak. Losing all six in Clearwater. Meanwhile, the Threshers have a seven-game winning streak now. They will be sad to see the Mets go. The winning pitcher is Henriquez. Losing pitcher is Orellana. Mets will have to head back to Port St. Lucie and regroup. They'll get ready to take on a Hammerheads team that they earned a split with a couple of weeks back. With the loss, the Mets now 5-16, 11 games under through just 21 games. Clearwater, an impressive 15-6 record. They will continue to lead the West Division. Take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap up Clearwater's 9-5 Sunday win over the Mets.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucimets.com. fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to BayCare Ballpark. Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action, third floor broadcasting booth. Beautiful ballpark. I believe the gem of the Florida State League and maybe the entire Grapefruit League. Such a fun place to come over the years. Sad to say that wasn't as much fun this year as it has been in the past as the Mets drop all six games in the series. Again, with these six-game series, it's tough for a team to get a sweep, and it's also tough to suffer a sweep. But that's just the state of the St. Lucie Mets right now. Just not playing winning baseball, not playing good baseball, having a very difficult time putting together nine solid innings. And with some injury situations, Mets playing a little thin and just couldn't get it done this week on the road. Let's get to the scoring summary. In this 9-5 Threshers final, off to a good start, Mets for the fifth time in the six games score first. Blaine McIntosh doubles on the first pitch of the game from Fosnot. Then LeCastro gets hit by the next pitch. So two pitches in the game, the Mets have first and second, nobody out. They did bring in both of those runs. Perozzo with the ground out with the bases loaded brought home McIntosh to make it 1-0. And then Villavicencio comes up with an RBI single to plate LeCastro for a 2-0 lead. But the Threshers, after scoring three runs in the first inning on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, scored four runs in the first inning today after taking last night off by not scoring at all. Started with the Ricardo Rosario single, then Caleb Ricketts with an RBI single, then Rinconis reached on an error. Chad Castillo with an RBI single made it 2-1. Jordan Byers with an RBI ground out made it 2-2. And then a double steal by Rinconis and Castillo was executed with Rinconis scoring from third to make it a 3-2 game. And then the Byers ground out happened, and then it was 4-2. So 4-2 after the first inning, which took about 30 minutes to play. All the damage done there against Orellana, the opener for the Mets, but only two of the runs were earned after two errors in the inning. In the second inning, Obias, who is the long man in the game for the Mets, got the first two batters out. Then he walked Marion Boyd. Boyd immediately stole second base when Obias didn't bother to look at him. Caleb Ricketts followed with a single to make it 5-1. And then Gabriel Rinconis Jr. hit a two-run homer to make it 7-1. After a single and a walk, Tobias finally did get out of the inning with a flyout. Junior Tillian clocked a two-run homer, the first and only home run in the series by the Mets in the fifth. That brought it to a 7-4 score, and it looked like the Mets could be on the comeback trail. But it wasn't to be, because in the bottom of the fifth, Jordan Byers' first batter was hit by a pitch. Franklin Mignetti reached on a catcher's interference. And then a dropped fly ball in right field that turned into a fielder's choice out did bring home Byers for a run to make it 8-4. In the seventh inning, Byers led off with a double. He would score on a sack fly later in the inning to make it 9-4. The Mets got the last run of the game on a wild pitch. McIntosh infield hit, went to second on a wild pitch, third to a wild pitch, and home on a wild pitch. That was the closing mark in the score column. Looking at the box score, Mets 5 runs, 7 hits, tie their season high with 4 errors. Clearwater 9 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Clearwater 63 hits in the 6 games. Hitters for the Mets. Blaine McIntosh. Well, they say went 1-for-5. But he had a double and an infield single, so I'm not sure what's happening there. But he scored a couple of runs and had the double. LeCastro 0-for-3 with hit by pitch, stolen base, and a run in his 7 innings of work on the rehab assignment. Villavicencio went 2-for-3. Other hits coming from Martinez, who's on a 3-game hitting streak. Salazar, Tillian with the home run, his 2nd. And Reimer went 1-for-5. For the Threshers, Rosario, the leadoff man, went 2-for-5. Ricketts, 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs. Rinconis went 1-for-3 with a 2-run homer. Castillo went 3-for-5. Pitchers in the game, each side used 4. For the Mets, Orellana the starter, the opener, an inning, 3 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned, a walk, a strikeout. Ovias, 3 2/3, 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, no strikeouts. Lancelotti, an inning in the 3rd, hitless, scoreless, a walk and a strikeout. And Alfonseca, 2 innings, 2 hits, a run, and 2 strikeouts. For Clearwater, Fosnot left with injury, 1 out in the 2nd. He went an inning in the 3rd, 2 hits, a couple of runs earned, a walk, a strikeout. Enriquez is now 3-0 on the season, gets the win, 2-0 in the series, giving up 2 runs on the homer by Tillian, and 4 hits in 3 2/3, no walks and 7 strikeouts. Dallas, 2 no-hit innings, a walk and 3 strikeouts, and Moore, 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 unearned run, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Looking back at the Mets box score, they actually charged an error to Castillo in the 9th inning for the Threshers. So, McIntosh was E3, so not a 2-hit game for him. That's where that lone error came from. Gave it a hit at first, but they changed their minds. Ball game played in front of 1,234 baseball-loving souls in a decent time of 2 hours and 43 minutes. That's pretty good after the first 2 innings took an hour to complete. What's up next for the Mets? Hopefully for their sake, a win. They return home where, of course, they only have a 2-7 record, but they did win their most recent home game. That was a week ago against Lakeland. It'll be ring ceremony night on Tuesday, May 2nd. Hopefully that will inspire the boys to play better baseball, get a win, as a lot of these guys who were around last year, whether they were major contributors or just a small-time parts, will be on hand getting their ring. Should be a good night. We'll make sure to show those on the broadcast. And the Mets will be trying to snap a 6-game losing skid. They'll face a Jupiter team. They went 3-3 against, a couple of weeks ago, a Miami Marlins affiliate. First pitch on Tuesday is 6:10. Go airtime on Bally Live, back on TV at 6 p.m. sharp. Actually, be on the lookout on Twitter. We might start a little earlier to see if we can bring you some of that ring ceremony, which I believe is going to start around 5 o'clock for the Silver Sluggers or in attendance to enjoy. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this broadcast, and this post-game show. Once again, your final from BayCare Ballpark, the Clearwater Threshers 9, the St. Lucie Mets 5. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. Hope all of you out there in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.